Creating a sacred space. I'd like to welcome you to our retreat experience. And I'd like to remind you that every time we meet for the Fall Mountain Retreat, we begin with an exercise called creating a sacred space. And if you were in the room right now, you would see the chairs are put in the symbol of a circle. We have all the chairs in a formation of a circle. And the circle is a symbol of wholeness, a symbol of coming together where everyone contributes to the whole and everyone is part of the whole. And so I'd like to have you imagine that you're sitting in a circle. And then in the center of the circle is this area that we designate as the point of origin for sacredness. So, in a quiet room where you are comfortably seated and free of distractions, so in that case, this means to turn off your cell phone or any other thing that might distract you from this exercise right now, we invite you to take a couple of slow, deep breaths to become calm and relaxed. And as you do this, begin by culling your thoughts and emotions and just take inventory on what's going through your head right now, what's going through your mind. And as you do this, you're invited to offer up to the Divine Spirit any feelings of stress, any thoughts of anxiety, any feelings of fear or frustration that you may have. Using your power of imagination, imagine that there's a beam of golden white light in the center of this room, in the center of the circle where you sit. And through your mind's eye, imagine that these thoughts that no longer serve you, these feelings of stress that no longer serve you, are being offered to the center of the circle and being lifted up via the golden white light to the Divine Spirit and transmuted into love. As you sit in this formation of the circle and recognize the power of the circle, consciously invite into this space the highest realm of the spirit guides, guardian angels, wisdom keepers, avatars, and light beings, all of those energies that we recognize as being of the highest divine nature. These beings hold the vibration of unconditional love, divine light, and peace. And for that, we're very grateful. Although these beings are always with us, when we consciously invite them into our own sacred space, this connection becomes even stronger. So here you're invited to ask yourself, how can I make this connection to the divine even stronger? And one way that we suggest is to open your heart space and feel the exchange of energy from your heart space to the center of the circle. And now, with a slow, deep breath, focus on your heart space. And again, this is the center of your upper chest. With the realization that your heart space is a portal to the matrix that connects all things in this living universe, this living multiverse, particularly the beings of the highest divine realm that we have invited in, we now open our heart spaces to this connection and breathe in the light of love and peace and entrain to the highest vibrations of divine love and light that allow us to reach our highest human potential. And by doing this, we also invite these energies to allow us to do our work for the benefit and the highest good of all concerned. So again, see and feel this energy from your heart space connect to the center of this inner circle through this image of divine light. And this is often called the lattice of love that connects all things in the universe. Take a nice slow deep breath, and as you exhale, feel this exchange of love from your heart space to the center of a circle. Next, we invite you to set an intention that these vibrations and frequencies of love and light begin to permeate like ripples on the surface of a lake out to the world, to your friends, to your family, colleagues, acquaintances, anybody and everybody, so that all may benefit from the realms of higher consciousness and the work that we do here in creating the sacred space. And these ripples of light and love go far and wide, all the way around the planet. Set the intention, a thought coupled with an emotion of joy, happiness, or bliss, to see one aspect of the new world that we are stepping into to manifest for the highest good of all concerned. And from your heart space, offer a thought and feeling of gratitude in making this place a sacred place to gather and to be one with the divine. And as we sit here and honor this sacred space that we have acknowledged and created, I'm reminded of a story where a couple of college students went over to India and went hiking in the Himalayas to find a yogi of great wisdom. And they finally found this guy and they asked him, "Where is the most sacred place on earth?" And the yogi answered, "Every place you place your feet." So we recognize that every place is sacred, but by acknowledging the sacredness, we make it even more sacred. By acknowledging that conscious connection, we make it even more sacred. And so therefore, we now recognize that we are in the presence of the sacred space where we can do our work, we can do our inner work, and we can take time to do some soul searching, some reflection, and again, reach our highest potential. Well, throughout the cultures on the planet, the indigenous cultures, throughout the history of humanity, all corners of the planet, these great wisdom keepers have acknowledged the four directions of north, south, east, and west. They acknowledge the four seasons of spring, summer, winter, and fall. They acknowledge the four aspects of humanity, mind, body, spirit, emotions. They recognize the power of creating a sacred space. Whether it's the American Indian tradition, the First Nations tradition, the Aborigines, or those who honor the wisdom of the Tibetan mandala. So I'd like to share with you in closing of this ceremony a prayer that has been shared with me called A Prayer for Creating Sacred Space. And it begins by this. We come together at this time to honor our oneness. In these words, we invoke the divine spirit and the ageless wisdom to offer this gentle reminder of our place in the cosmos. To the winds of the east, great eagle, great condor, come to us from this place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we only dare to dream of. And teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. To the winds of the east, we thank you. To the winds of the south, great serpent, wrap your coils of light around us and teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin. Teach us to walk softly on the back of Mother Earth. Teach us the way of beauty. To the winds of the south, we thank you. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, protect our medicine space. Teach us to hold the dream and to manifest it into our present moment. Teach us the way of peace and to live impeccably. And show us the way beyond death. To the winds of the west, we thank you. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, the ancient ones, our ancient ancestors, come and warm your hands by our fires. Whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us, and you who will come after us, our children's children. To the winds of the north, we thank you. Mother Earth, we've gathered for the healing of all your children, the stone people, the plant people, the four-legged, the two-legged, the creepy crawlies, the furred, the finned, and the winged ones, all our relations. Grandfather Sun, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations, Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names, and you who are the unnameable one, thank you for bringing us together. In recognition of the sacred space that we have created, we now step into this space, we step into the circle, and remind ourselves that as we do our inner work, our soul searching, where we become a better person, both inside and out, where we unite the powers of mind, body, spirit, emotions to reach our highest human potential. We invoke the divine in all that we do in this time period of this metaphorical retreat so that we can make the world a better place.